An emerging leader, not only among Native people, but in the environmental movement at large, Winona LaDuke has received national recognition and attention for her work on behalf of Native rights. In a 1994 special issue, Time magazine named LaDuke as one of America's 50 most promising leaders. She serves on the National Board of Greenpeace while acting as chair of the Indigenous Women's Network, program officer for the Seventh Generation Fund, and director of the White Earth Land Recovery Project, an organization she founded with the $20,000 Reebok Human Rights Award she received in 1988. Yeah. People magazine recently profiled her work with the White Earth Project and her efforts to recover the land base of her and...
It's all right.
Finish up. Anishinaabe people in northern Minnesota. LaDuke travels the world on behalf of Native people. She has provided testimony in a number of United Nations forums, including the Commission on Human Rights in Geneva, Switzerland. A riveting speaker, she has lectured at Duke, Harvard, Smith, Dartmouth, and Stanford. Her writings on indigenous and environmental issues have appeared in numerous journals and publications, including Business and Society Review, Environmental Law, Cultural Survival Quarterly, Insurgent Socialist, Ethnic Reader, and Indian Country Today. The 35-year-old Duke is a Harvard graduate and has a master's degree in rural development from Antioch College. She's the mother of two children, and they live on the White Earth Reservation in northern Minnesota. LaDuke is an enrolled member of the Mississippi Band of Anishinaabe. We met Winona at Band to Band Jam when we were playing a few years ago against the James Bay Hydro Quebec project. Just recently, last November, the phase two was stopped and it has been successful so far. We're hoping it happens. We're hoping that everything stays the way it is right now and there's a stop on it forever, but we're going to have to keep working really hard on that one. But we met Winona and then we saw her later on in Earth Day, and at that point we started talking about trying to do some shows in the United States concerning different regional issues. We did a few shows 2 years ago, one of which was here, where we dealt with issues such as Point Hope, Alaska, where they had dumped a bunch of radioactive waste from a nuclear test site in Nevada to see how it would affect the food chain, including the people that lived there. That was successful as well, in that they started the cleanup and have made some progress. Tonight we want to bring Winona out to speak to you about a few issues. We also want to remind you that there are cards, political action cards, that we want you to work with and information we want you to read. There's just some specific issues in this area to do with, one of which is to do with the Mole Reservation and some mining that Exxon wants to come in and do. So we want you to have some political action. It's an honor for us to be here and be with these people. Thank you for coming. Please welcome the Winona LaDuke.
Thank you.